In line 373 in book 9, we have the line, "Go in thy native innocence." This is Adam, guess dismissing Eve and letting her go work in the garden by herself after she has asked Adam for permission, which is weird to start off with, because if they're equals, why does she really need to ask permission? And why is Adam so upset at letting her go into the garden by herself?
Seems that it's some pattern with inferiority. Adam feels inferior to Eve, and she feels inferior to him, but she asks him to let her go alone as if they're equals. It's kind of weird that, it's kind of a weird thing to do things. And, to me, it seemed that when he said, "Go in thy native innocence," he knows that something bad is going to happen. He's just reminding her that, rely on God, rely on your beliefs, rely on everything that you know in order to stop from being tempted. But it was stated that Eve didn't really have that one-on-one with God, so how can she rely on God if she doesn't know God, which makes her easier to fall.
This is also interesting because earlier in book 3 of Paradise Lost, at lines 95 to 96, God is speaking and is talking about Adam and Eve's fall and mentions he and his faithless progeny. That line also, it talks both about, you know, Adam and his sons, but I think it also talks about Eve as well, because when you think about it, Eve is a descendant of Adam because she was born out of him. And that goes along with what you were saying earlier about, you know, she's kind of fated to fall, and she's not equal to God. She's not equal to Adam, and she's also doesn't have that one-on-one conversation or one-on-one connection with God. And I think it's because of the fact that she was created to have those faults. Is not the right word, but to have those inconveniences in her faith. And inconsistencies in her being, because it's all part of, you know, that plan, which makes her, you know, unable to go in her innocence. Because, I mean, yes, she has the innocence there, but it's not the same innocence that Adam is talking about, and it's also the same innocence that she would have if she had that relationship with God.
Right. If she is so... I agree that she is, like, innocent and was made to be innocent. But if she is so innocent, then why would Adam send her off? Well, I mean, there's a line that he says right above it, line 372, "Go, for thy stay, not free, absence thee more." If she stays, then that's limiting her free will and therefore making her less of what she really should be. But if she goes, then she's going to fall, which would make her even less than what she would be if she just stayed still. And if she really is so pure and innocent, Adam really should be there with her, protecting her. Because earlier in this conversation, he already says that Satan is out there and will try any means that they may not be aware of that is possible that he could try. Like, I don't think they would be able to realize that. They definitely don't realize that he's able to turn into a snake and talk to them. So if she's so innocent, then she really shouldn't be out there by herself.
I find it interesting that it's this innocence that's what causes her to fall. Because she's so innocent, she's very curious, and Satan preys on that curiosity. She wants to be more like God, and Satan is like, why? What better way to be more like God than to have knowledge or to be more like God? But the only rule in Eden was that they should not eat of the tree. But because of that curiosity that was preyed on, she ate of the fruit. And in turn, she turned Adam, and Adam agreed with her because he never wanted to be alone.
I also think that her innocence, like, that leads to, like, what you were just saying, her weakness. She's weak because she's innocent, weak because she doesn't have the relationship with God that she has, you know, with her husband Adam. And you would think that through Adam, she would gain that power, that ability to be strong in herself and to not be tempted. But at the same time, you know, like we were talking about before, she's not equal to Adam like one should be in a, you know, spiritual marriage union through God. And, I mean, that's, it's interesting that the as a couple that we base our, you know, how a marriage should be, or the couple that, you know, we are all descended from, would be so unequal and would really show off, like, how easy it is to be tempted by the one person that God wanted us to stay as far away from as possible.
Yeah, and Milton says that it's native innocence, so it's natural and, like, it's natural in her that she was born like that. So it, maybe that's Milton being a little prejudiced and from his time, but it seems that he's saying that all of Eve's, or that this innocence is built in, and if we're going to consider this innocence the cause of why she falls, then it seems that Milton is suggesting that Eve was fated to fall from the very start.
When you consider this the first marriage and you think about others, Adam has has some good qualities and Eve has good qualities, but they're together because one lacks what the other needs, and that's why he put them together. That's why he wanted them to be together. So together they wouldn't be able to fall, but if they were split up, it'd be easier for them to be tempted. And I think of it as two sides of one coin. They're both supposed to be equal, equal in every right, but both of them feel inferior to each other because they see only the good qualities and not the bad qualities and try to think about it in that sense.
I think that's another big problem with, you know, the fact that they can only see the good. And that's what part of innocence is the fact that you can only see the good in things. And I feel like that's part of, I guess, if we were to assume that God can make mistakes in his creation, that's when a mistake that he made was only allowing them to see the good in things and not necessarily the evil or the bad, but the things that are not necessarily as perfect as the other traits, which I think, you know, goes with feeling inferior and being even more capable of falling, because Eve's whole purpose of wanting to go out on her own is to prove that she is equal to Adam. And the fact that she wasn't just born with that knowledge, and neither was Adam, I think really helps lead to this point in the poem as well, and also leads to their fall as a whole.